chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play!
Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
All right, everybody. Get ready. Today's show is going to be interesting. I've been tasked with coming up with three different games to play. I can barely handle one, so this one is going to be tough. But welcome, everyone. We're going to have fun today. We're going to play, three, including Fantasy Feud. That's going to be one of our games. And we have a YouTube poll. Who will win Fantasy Feud, Heath, Jamie, or Dave? I'm going to go with...
See results?
Oh, see results is an option. I'm going to click that. Okay, see results is in third place. Dave, you're behind C results. Only 9 votes so far as the crowd trickles in, but
that's terrible because I'm usually bad at these. So the other two guys are gonna win.
Yeah, Heath has 55% of the vote. Jamie's now up to 33%. Heath down to 50%. C results at 17%, and Dave just got his first vote. Anyway, we're all here today. We're gonna play some games, and we had a question we were just talking about off the air that you all can think about. Can you frame it again, Jamie, so I don't screw it up?
If you could have your children or just, I guess, anybody be a fan of a NFL team for the next 10 years with the hope of just sustained success, clearly the Chiefs would be the easy answer. But like who would be the next, let's say, three teams that you would be pointing your children in the direction of?
Adam. Oh, sorry. This is in Fantasy Feud. How about the Bears?
That's one of the ones I thought of.
Yeah.
A decade of heartbreak.
I think I would have to say I'd need to see a year of Caleb Williams before I'd buy into putting the Bears in the top three, just based on what's happened in Chicago over Dave's lifespan. I will go Texans.
Great one.
49ers.
It's tough.
I got three.
Okay.
Let's roll with franchises that have been good consistently. Packers, Steelers, Ravens.
I mean, Ravens is
that's
a good one.
The question, like if you ask the Steelers fans, they seem pretty disenchanted with the idea of, yay, we're always over 500 every year, but not actually a contender.
But it's a good franchise. Like, I know that times are kind of weird right now in Pittsburgh, but I think overall Steelers fans seem to be a happy bunch.
I think the thing with the Packers is a good call because, you know, they always seem to find a way to at least be relevant.
Like the Steelers, like the Ravens. Yep.
The Ravens are a good call. The Steelers is just, I don't know if that's the one like you want to put in the top three. If we're combining those lists, I would say Texans, Ravens, Packers are very good calls.
I'm glad none of us said the Cowboys because they've kind of been like the Bears. Maybe not as long as the Bears, but certainly in the last what? Like when was their last Super Bowl?
95? 4?
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
Yikes.
How about the Chargers? I'm not super hopeful this year, but you got Harbaugh and Herbert for the future? No?
Well, it's like when I think of this, I think about like I grew up a Dolphins fan in the 80s and they were always a playoff team for the majority of the time that Dan Marino and Don Shula were together. And they always fell short in some way, shape or form. You know, they made the Super Bowl really before I was a diehard fan as a kid in 84, excuse me. And then it was just a lot of AFC championship losses to the Bills and a lot of Thurman Thomas and Jim Kelly breaking my heart as a kid. And then it was, you know, after I stopped being a fan of the team, but during that time, it's like, that's kind of what you think of, right? You think of, okay,
sure,
you know, they're going to be in the mix, but they fall short a little bit. So the Chiefs obviously are on a different level right now, because it just feels like they're going to be in the Super Bowl every year. But it's like, what's that type of, you know, team that you're looking to follow, that you know they're going to give you a chance to be good, but a lot of things potentially might have to break right to be the best.
Well, we'll see. We'll talk about in a moment if the J.K. Dobbins signing makes the Chargers more in play for the next 10 years of joy. We will get to the news and notes. There aren't many, and then we'll get to the game show. All right. What am I promoting today? How about, again, all of our podcasts? Go to cbssports.com/podcasts, and you'll see we have for just about every sport. It's an awesome time of yours for sports. And I want to tell you what we have coming up next week. Monday, we have Ryan Wilson joining us to go through the draft, basically. I'm not sure if we'll do a mock or not, but we'll talk about the NFL draft with him. We'll have a show on Wednesday, and then we'll have Thursday night after the draft's over, so about midnight Thursday. Same thing on Friday, and then another show on Saturday. We'll talk to you every day after the draft is completed, or that day's worth of rounds in the NFL draft. Yeah, this probably should have written this out. But anyway, we'll have a lot of content for you next week. We'll have 5 episodes for you. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday night, Friday night, and then Saturday at some point during the draft. News and notes. The Chargers signed J.K. Dobbins. Only 25 years old. He has 234 carries in his career, averaging 5.8 yards per carry. But he's had only 100 carries since 2020. So now they're bringing the band back together. Greg Roman, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, Heath. Thoughts on the Chargers?
I guess it makes them slightly less appealing as the landing spot for Blake Corum. It seemed like Dobbins wasn't getting a lot of interest around the league. He's probably not 100% yet. And I don't know when the last time we saw Dobbins at 100, fully 100% was. So
I'd be, last year, week 1.
Okay. I'd be very skeptical of him being himself right away or staying healthy. Probably a double-digit round pick for me.
Who do you think leads the Chargers in carries this year? Someone on the team or someone not yet on the team?
Edwards.
I'll bet on Gus right now.
I'll take the mystery box, someone that's not on the team.
I think, though, this signing doesn't necessarily rule them out from taking a running back, but it probably lessens the idea of them going day two. It probably is more a day three pick. The other part of this is kind of, we've said this a lot throughout the free agency process, that teams are looking at this class and saying, ugh, you know, like there's not maybe somebody that's difference maker. Like if Dobbins can somehow manage to stay healthy, you know, I'm obviously a broken record on this, but if he could somehow manage to stay healthy, I mean, you're talking about a guy that averaged 5.8 yards per carry. It's a guy that this, you know, coaching staff to whatever degree you want to say, just the office coordinator, but knows, and so, you know, do they feel like he could, if he's right, be better than anybody that they bring in? Probably that's the answer from their perspective. But I still think they're going to bring in somebody else. And so just a matter of at what point do they add to that? Because Edwards is at the end of his prime, and Dobbins never got a chance to showcase his prime coming off an Achilles injury. So they're not done adding to that room.
Yeah.
But you can cut bait now, I think, if you've been holding on to Isaiah Spiller in Dynasty.
I think they might be the most boring team in the world. I don't want to see them on TV. They were on national TV so much over the last few years, and they were so overrated. And now I hope we can just not see all that much of the Chargers.
You know, there's a million mock drafts out there. I know our Jonathan Jones just released one, and I was curious to see where he put some of the offensive guys. And he has the Chargers trading down. He has the Vikings trading in the Chargers spot and trading out and taking Brock Bowers at 11.
Yeah, well,
sounds about right.
Fine.
I will say to their credit, like, yeah, they've been on TV a bunch and they've been overrated, but they've been very exciting. It's amazing the different ways that they've lost games in the fourth quarter.
Well, they had a more exciting roster then, but you're right. Denver, according to the Washington Post, could trade some veterans, including Patrick Surtain and Cortland Sutton, to move up to draft a quarterback. And the race is on for the Vikings, for the Broncos, Raiders maybe, to try to get into the top five or wherever it needs to be, maybe top four to draft a quarterback. Bill Belichick, I didn't think I had anything in common with Bill Belichick, but he has never had a cup of coffee in his life. And I salute you, Coach Belichick, because coffee is gross.
How do you know it's gross if you've never tried it?
I tried it accidentally when I was a kid. Ice cold, thought it was iced tea, had a sip of it, spit it out. Most disgusting thing, one of the most disgusting things I've ever had. We'll never have it again. Absolutely terrible. Darius Slayton and Darren Waller did not attend voluntary workouts for the Giants. Waller is, of course, contemplating retirement. Slayton wants a new contract. So
that's one of the more funnier ones I've ever heard.
I know. It's like CeeDee Lamb and Cortland Sutton and Justin Jefferson are not at Darius Slayton.
Well, even the Sutton one is kind of funny. You know, like, okay, I get it. You want to get paid. You should, you know, do whatever you have to do to get paid. I mean, it feels like Slayton could get cut.
You know, I should say, I don't know for a fact that it's contract related.
It is. That's what the report is.
It is? Okay. He's been good. He's been...
He's been very solid.
Yeah, he's been a solid player.
Crappy quarterback play. Yeah. Like, if I'm him, I'm like, cut me, please. Like, let me go somewhere else.
All right. Well, we're going to go somewhere else real quick. We're going to go to commercial break, and then we're going to play some Fantasy Feud when we come back. Stick around on Fantasy Football Today.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.
Okay. Well, this is the one game I think I probably won't screw up, but we'll go round robin here. Let's take a look at who's winning the poll. It's close. Who will win Fantasy Feud? Dave, you're out of the cellar. Heath, 39%. Jamie, 34%. Dave, 23%. So how about for round one? Let's get our leading vote getters. Heath versus Jamie for round one of the Fantasy Feud. So you're going to...
Feud.
What did I say?
No, I was just making... I didn't know which game it was.
Oh, the Feud. Yeah, Fantasy Feud.
Okay.
You're going to buzz in by saying your name.
Okay.
I am going to humiliate you with... Where's my wrong buzzer sound? Well, if I can find it, I'll humiliate you. Oh, yeah. That people are going to say it's too loud.
How many years have you been using the soundboard?
I have like 40 sounds on here, and there's only 8 per row per screen, so I have to scroll.
Can't you label them?
They are labeled, but like the first one, forget it. Anyway,
you are no Fred Norris, sir.
All right. Anyway, you buzz in by saying your name. You give an answer, and let's do it. Here we go.
And I can't get any points. I shouldn't buzz in here at all. I'm just watching.
You're not involved.
Yeah, no wonder why I'm not going to win this stupid game. Go ahead. So
there's never been a feud like this, right? Where there's
three?
Like there's three families in this game of Family Feud?
We've done it on this show. I've never seen it. Steve Harvey do it or anything like that.
I don't know if I've ever won the feud. Actually, I win Jeopardy every time, but I'm not great at the feud.
All right, here we go. No, you're not great at the feud because you always pass. And that's just my advice is you should play. Okay. Top five answers are on the board. Most carries of 20 or more yards last season.
Jamie. Christian McCaffrey.
He's number three. Heath, you have a chance to get two or one.
Um, B. Bijan Robinson.
All right, Jamie, pass or play? Most carries pass. Of 20 or more yards. You're passing. All right. Yes. Heath, see what you got. We got four.
Is this answers. Running backs only?
I'm not telling you that.
Justin Fields.
Okay. I don't think it's running backs only, but all of the answers are running backs. So just in case it is running backs
only. I've found something I can do with myself right
just
now.
Just in case it is running backs only, I will say running backs only.
Okay. So I will.
That's an incorrect answer.
No, that's not his fault.
This is terrible.
Can Travis Etienne. Ken Walker.
Most carries of 20 or more yards. We have Christian McCaffrey on there. We got two wrong guesses.
Breece Hall.
All right, Jamie. All you need to do is get one more and you get the point.
Devon Achane.
He's number 5. Congratulations. Jamie wins. Jamie 1, Heath nothing, Dave nothing so far. The top 5 answers Dave, are What?
I said, Dave, you suck because he's the play.
Dave's terrible. Like, bring him
up. By the way, Dave, do you have a guess?
I didn't hear all the names. Did someone say Jahmyr Gibbs?
He's number 2. You would have won. James Conner led the NFL in carries of 20 or more yards. Jahmyr Gibbs had 10, I believe, on less than 200 carries. Unbelievable. McCaffrey was 3. Achane was 5, or maybe he was tied for 4 with this last guy. Najee Harris, which was shocking because he didn't have a run longer than 25 yards, but he had like 8 runs of 20 to 25 yards. Okay, next category.
And how many did Justin Fields have last year?
I honestly don't know, but I don't think he was top 5.
This is for a point, Adam. You can get a point.
7.
Was he top 5?
7. No, he was not.
He was not. He had 4.
4.
Okay. That's a point for Adam. Now I'm losing the host.
All right, Dave, you're up, and you can face Heath. Okay, Dave and Heath, top 6 answers are on the board. Wide receivers with 10 or more touchdown catches last year.
Dave. CeeDee Lamb.
Number 3. Heath, you can get 2 or 1 or 2 here.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill is the number 1 answer. He's actually tied with someone else for number 1. Heath, pass or play?
I'll pass.
Okay.
Well, Jamie just passed and won. Why am I making a bad decision by passing?
This one's so much easier.
Who said you're making a bad decision?
All right. And again, we're looking for the top 6 answers here. Wide receivers with 10 or more touchdown catches. And we have so far Tyreek Hill and CeeDee Lamb. So there are 4 more. Dave Richard.
Jefferson didn't play enough. It's not going to be him. How about my boy Amon-Ra?
Correct. He's up there.
Out. Mike Evans.
Correct. He's tied with Tyreek Hill for the most touchdowns last year. 2 more answers.
There's 2 more.
5, 3.
Nico Collins. Oh, I got a good guess.
Strike 1. Go ahead.
Rashee Rice.
5. Well, I'll give you 8, 7.
Sutton, Courtland Sutton had a bunch of touchdowns.
Hey, good job. He's on there. That means there's 1 receiver left with 10 or more touchdown catches. We've said Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans, CeeDee Lamb, Courtland Sutton, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Who's the last one, Dave? You have 5 seconds. Going over to Heath. Heath with a chance to win.
No, I have no idea, but I'll say AJ Brown.
Oh, good.
Jamie, I want to guess just for fun.
10 or more touchdowns. Who are the names again?
Hill, Evans, Lamb, Sutton, St. Brown.
Wait a minute.
Please don't tell me I'm wrong, Dave. I can't deal with that.
I don't know if you're wrong. I'm just right. Thought of a name that would be, I think, a good guess.
Go ahead. Guess it.
My guess?
Mm-hmm.
Puka.
No. Jordan Addison. That was going to be a tough one. Jordan Addison, 10 touchdown catches last year.
Wow, I would have never got that.
Yeah. All right, so Dave won, Jamie won, and here we go. The leading vote getter.
Hold on, let me see if you were correct that you missed somebody.
No, right? I'm looking now. I'm right. Please don't fact check me. I really just can't deal with the humiliation. Sam Laporta also had 10, but I said wide receivers.
Yeah, you did. Okay, right. Okay. I think you're good.
All right, this one is more of a trivia question, and if you don't like it, I didn't. This one wasn't for me. There are 6 answers on the board. It's kind of a... All right, here we go. From 2013 to 2022, there were 29 quarterbacks drafted in the first round. 6 of them have not started 20 games in the NFL. Who are those 6?
Jamie.
Dave.
Jamie said it. Go.
Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen is number... he's on there. I guess I don't really have them ordered properly, but he's not the number. He hasn't started the fewest games. So
that's the determining factor. Fewest
games? I guess so. I'm going to rearrange them now. Dave, you can.
Wait, we have to get all 29 to win.
No, there's six that didn't
there's six
start.
Guys.
Oh, six.
We have
the
a number
six
of. Anthony Richardson.
No. So not the 2023 class, the 2022 class.
This game's crap.
All right, I'm going to say it again. From 2013 to 2022, there were 29 quarterbacks drafted in the first round. 6 of them have not started 20 games in the NFL. Name the 6. Jamie got, who'd you say? Josh Rosen.
Josh
Rosen's a great guess. I don't think I'm going to be able to beat it.
All right, we'll just guess.
So I'm going to stay here for 3 seconds.
Okay. Jamie, pass or play?
Oh, pass. 1,000% pass.
Yeah, that's a good choice. It's tough.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I've got one.
I don't know if I could get this in like 3 minutes, much less 10 seconds or 30 seconds. First round pick.
Strike barely one. Played.
This is terrible.
First round pick. Is really, it's amazing that Josh Rosen.
The worst first round quarterbacks of the last 10 years, not including last season.
Not including Daniel Jones.
He's made.
I mean, I have a guess, but I don't want to say this guess.
Go say it. What are you waiting for?
Dwayne Haskins.
No, he made 20 starts.
Okay. I mean, okay. Let's just bring the game to a grinding halt, Dave. No shot.
Actually, he didn't make 20 starts. I don't know why he's not on this list. This is not my fault.
No, I don't have a clue, and this question sucks.
This is not a great question. Jamie, go ahead.
Trey Lance has won.
Trey Lance, you win. Good job. Anyone else? Trey Lance,
easy.
I mean, Jordan Love hasn't made 20
Jordan Love
yet.
Is on there, too. See, this wasn't so hard. Johnny Manziel. Paxton Lynch.
How many starts did Dwayne Haskins make?
13. Paxton Lynch. EJ Manuel. And there we go. All right. Well, that was fun. All right, next. Oh, Jamie wins. Jamie, congratulations. Let's see. How did we do?
It's a great win.
Oh, you were tied. I don't know. Some of the votes may have come in later after Heath was already eliminated, but you are now tied with Heath for most likely to win Fantasy Feud.
What's the next game we're playing?
It's called Trivia.
Okay, so is there advice that you have that we should go against because you said don't pass and passing was the best way to go?
I actually haven't thought through how to do this. I guess you all could buzz in. Yeah, we could all
okay,
could buzz
just
in.
Just say your names.
Yeah, just say your name. Okay, trivia question. Also, I'm hoping there's a little bit of fantasy relevance to these ones where we can talk about these players a little bit.
Good.
All right, here we go.
We're just rolling after the last question.
Trivia question number one. This quarterback completed more than 67% of his passes, which is very good, and had the 7th highest intended air yards per pass attempt in the NFL. Who was he?
Minimum amount of starts or no?
No.
This is this past season?
Past season, yeah.
And it's a quarterback.
Okay, so again, Heath. He completed over 60% of his passes, 67% of his passes.
Heath.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Great guess. Jamie. Anthony Richardson.
He had the 7th highest intended air yard per pass attempt in the NFL. And I will say that of all the quarterbacks who completed this amount of passes, this rate, he had the highest air yards per pass attempt.
Good guess, Dave.
Oh, right. It's on me?
Only you.
Yeah, you're the last one standing.
I can only guess. He had Lamar Jackson.
Lamar, correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was really shocked by that. I mean, what a year for him. Career high completion rate and a super high ADOT. Like, really good stuff for Lamar.
I was thinking about all the deep throws that he would make.
Yeah.
And I knew that he had a good completion rate. But I thought that that wasn't a good guess because usually you're sneakier than that.
But the fantasy relevant thing was like he had just a terrific year as a passer, you know, deserves a lot of credit for that.
He does.
All right. How about this one? This one I think we can talk about afterwards in terms of drafting. Each of these two wide receivers with first round ADPs, current, looking at Fantasy Pros, current first round picks, if we were drafting now for 2024, each of these two wide receivers with first round ADPs had 12 or more carries in 2023.
I'm sorry, Dave. Say it again.
Dave.
Tyreek Hill.
Looking for two answers here, but he's not one of them. Each of these two wide receivers with a first-round ADP for the upcoming season had 12 or more carries last season.
Jamie.
Go ahead.
Amon Ra St. Brown.
And? He's not. It's not Amon Ra. He... We're eliminating some first round ADPs here.
Heath.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb and Ja'Marr Chase.
CeeDee Lamb and Puka Nacua. And it's actually pretty interesting, especially with Lamb. Yeah, Lamb had 12. Lamb had 14. Puka had 12. But Lamb actually has like a fairly consistent rushing track record. He had over 100 rushing yards last year. But if you're comparing these guys, I mean, 100 is kind of high for him, but he could get 75 rushing yards or something like that. It's actually, I think, Heath, I think it actually kind of matters a little bit here.
Yeah, it's right on the border of mattering. I would like for a guy to be getting a carry per game to really count on it. But he's close.
Yeah, 14 last year. Not bad. Okay, trivia question. Okay. This is among wide receivers with 50 or more targets. This 2023 rookie wide receiver had the seventh lowest average route depth and the fourth highest slot rate in the NFL. Okay, short area target, short area route depth, and a lot of slot. But he had the ninth most targets of 30 or more air yards. And he was
Heath.
Yeah.
Zay Flowers.
Good guess, but no.
Jamie. Josh Downs.
You were right about the slot rate with him, though. Very high slot rate. Downs, I think, had the second highest slot rate. All right, Dave, we're looking for a high slot rate, low average route depth, but some for some reason got a lot of deep ball targets.
Yeah.
Rookie.
JSN.
Jaden Reed.
Oh yeah, Jaden Reed was a
bit. You know, I think that's kind of interesting about his profile. Because I also looked like he had a slot rate over 70%. And True Media's only been tracking that stat for seven seasons. And you really cannot find the only really good wide receiver I found in that stretch who had a slot rate over 70% and had a good season was Tyler Boyd. In 2018, he had over 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns in 14 games. It's not a great thing to be in the slot that much. Dave, I don't know if that matters to you going forward for Jaden Reed, but I do like the fact that even though he was low route depth, slot rate, they threw to him downfield. That's good, but I don't know. That profile is really interesting, very unique profile for Reed.
I think it's going to be a telling second season for him as for what direction his career goes, because I think he's got the potential to line up anywhere and play any of the three positions. And I feel like the injury that he had last year, obviously it limited his playing time. I wonder if that limited his route depth toward the end of the year and into the playoffs as well for Green Bay.
We're going to take
making all those big splash plays in the playoffs.
A much needed break. And we'll continue with our big game called Trivia when we come back. And then we have a game called More or Less. We'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today.
New CBS Sunday.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker. New Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
All right, so far the trivia game has Dave with 1 point, Heath with 1 point, and that's it. Next trivia question. Only one quarterback has been top five in yards per attempt in each of the last two seasons. Who is that quarterback?
Dave.
Dave.
Josh Allen.
Only one quarterback has been top five in yards per attempt in each of the last two seasons. Who is that quarterback? Or Dave, I was going to say, who is this man?
Heath.
Heath.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Hey, Heath takes the lead. There is a bonus answer to this of Brock Purdy in 2023 and Jimmy Garoppolo in 2022, both doing it for the Niners. But Tua Tagovailoa is the answer. He's the only quarterback top five in yards per attempt in each of the last two seasons. Jamie, are you going to take Caleb Williams or Tua Tagovailoa in drafts?
Probably Caleb Williams, because I think you'll have to draft him first if you want him.
All right. I think Tua may be a little bit underrated. Not going to run, though. That's the problem. And I don't know if he scores. Has he scored any rushing touchdowns in his career? Very few, if any. But a lot of yards from him.
You want to try and earn a point, Adam?
Sure.
Over, under one rushing touchdown for Tua in his career.
I think it's under. I think he has zero.
All right. I'll let you know in 12 seconds.
Okay. All right. We got one more question left. Jamie's not going to win this game because Heath has two, Jamie has zero. Dave can tie if he gets this right. I'm trying to save time.
I got my win. I'm good.
Yeah, you got your win. You got the feud.
Tua has six career rushing touchdowns.
Really?
Three as a rookie, three in his second year, none since.
Oh, none in his last 2 years? Okay. That's none with Josh McDaniels. Oh, no.
Or Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel. Different guy. All right, last one. Raheem Mostert led
John Harbaugh, Mike McDonald, right, exactly. Mike McDaniel. You're going to have a lot of fun.
Raheem Mostert led the NFL with 18 rushing touchdowns. Two players were tied for second with 15 rushing touchdowns. Who were they?
Jamie.
Dave.
Jamie.
Derrick Henry. He had 15?
Every time you say
Does
that.
Dave get to go next?
No.
Henry was my guess.
Okay. Heath.
Heath.
Christian McCaffrey and Kyren Williams.
Dave. We talked about Josh Allen having 15 touchdowns earlier this week, so he's got to be one of them.
Yep. And
then the other one is probably another quarterback, and the only other quarterback I can think of that had a bunch of rushing touchdowns is the guy whose ass got pushed into the end zone a billion times, and that's Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Dave, with the win! With the tie. Good job. All right.
Do you have a tiebreaker question?
Yes. Absolutely not. Are you kidding me? Of course I do not have a tiebreaker question. What do you expect?
Does Jamie have a tiebreaker question?
Jamie have a trivia question?
Does anybody in the chat have a tiebreaker trivia question?
All right, how many rushing touchdowns did Derrick Henry have last year?
If he didn't have 15, then he probably had very close to it. I'll say 13.
I'll say 12.
Heath wins. It's 12.
Great choice to have a tiebreaker, Dave. Thank you.
I really don't care.
All right. Our next game is called More or Less, which is exactly what you're looking for in some type of trivia contest, right? I'm going to give you column A and I'm going to give you column B. And you have to tell me, is column A more or less than column B?
How many of these questions do you have?
Five.
How quickly will this game be over?
Okay. Here we go. Column A is DJ Moore's touchdown catches of 20 or more yards in 2023. Column B is DJ Moore's touchdown catches of 20 or more yards in the previous two seasons combined, 21 and 22. Heath.
He's gonna know that.
2023.
So you're saying more.
More.
Heath, you are correct.
Thanks.
The first one there. Heath, he scored five touchdowns of 20 or more yards last season, DJ Moore. He scored three combined the previous two seasons. And that got me thinking, right? Because trying to give it a fantasy spin here. I don't like wide receivers with mobile quarterbacks. And then, you know, we say, well, look what DJ Moore did look what Justin Fields did for DJ Moore. DJ Moore had his best season. I kind of wonder, I haven't had time to look into this. I kind of wonder if those mobile quarterbacks, I know they don't throw a lot of touchdowns, except for Josh Allen. Do they just not throw a lot of short yardage touchdowns? And maybe if you're going to be a receiver like an AJ Brown, who has a standout season with a quarterback who doesn't throw a ton of touchdowns, maybe you need those big play touchdowns. Kind of got me thinking. I don't know how you feel about that little theory.
I guess, like, what's your definition of how much they run? Like, are we talking only the...
I think the ones who, specifically the ones who score a lot of rushing touchdowns, right? And so you're taking away their passing touchdowns. And they probably are not going to be throwing that much from, like, inside the 5 or inside the 10. They're going to be using their legs more there. So if you're going to have a standout season as a wide receiver with one of those quarterbacks, maybe you need to be a home run hitter type of player. And obviously it could come into play with the Bears this year if you're, thinking about Moore versus Keenan Allen. Maybe Zay Flowers can be that kind of guy. I don't know. I just kind of had that thought. Like, how did DJ Moore do it last year with a quarterback who isn't that good or that prolific? Well, he scored 5 touchdowns of 20 or more yards. That helps.
Sure.
No, I mean, he certainly profiles as their number one receiver and their downfield threat. And he's achieved that multiple times over his career. He fits in well with Keenan Allen in this offense. I'd be much more nervous if they went and drafted Odunze at 9 or if Neighbors slips to 9.
Yeah.
Which I'd be surprised if either of those things happen, but Chicago might just load up at receiver. Doesn't even have to be Odunze. What if it's somebody in... Oh, they don't have a round 2 pick. So someone in round 3, I think, is their next pick, 3 or 4. I wouldn't be as nervous. Moore should be good.
Okay. Yeah. Isaiah Pacheco. Okay. Column A or column B? Is column A more or less than column B? In column A, we have Isaiah Pacheco's 1-yard touchdown runs in 2023. In column B, we have Kansas City running back 1-yard rushing touchdowns in the previous 3 seasons combined before 2023. Jamie.
B.
You think Pacheco is less than the 3 seasons combined?
Yes.
You are correct.
That's the easy. Yes.
No, it's not that easy because he had 5. And he had 5 1-yard.
You're taking 3 years of Chiefs running backs 1-yard touchdowns versus what Pacheco did last year?
Yes. And the answer
is the easiest one you've had so far.
I mean, yes, it seems easy, but it's 8-5. However, if we break it down year by year, in 2020, the Chiefs had 1 running back touchdown from the 1-yard line. In 2021, they had 5. In 2022, they had 2. So 5 is actually a lot. They don't hand the ball off there. It was a big part of Isaiah Pacheco's success. And it does make me wonder about next year for him. If he can do that again.
I mean, I guess the thing would be is those couple of seasons they had injuries and guys they didn't really trust. And then they found a guy that they trust. And now he's sort of solidified. And I think the return of Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a good thing for him because now there's less potential of them bringing in a replacement and less potential of him being replaced by a guy on his own team. So they still may bring back Jerick McKinnon as well. And then you're talking about just running back the same room. And that, I think, bodes very well for Pacheco's standing, plus the rugby player.
All right, guys. It's the rugby player. Next up, column A. Is it more or less than column B? Rashad White's catches is column A. DK Metcalf's catches in column B.
Heath. More.
Okay, we can't do a follow-up. Only one person's allowed to guess. It's less. DK Metcalf had 2 more catches.
Does he lose a point for that?
He loses 2 points. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me. DK Metcalf had 66 catches. That's terrible. Rashad White had 64. All right, next up. Kyle,
we're not gonna discuss it. Just going to move right on.
You know what? I have a better idea. I think I should have all of you guess and then reveal the answer. Isn't that a better idea?
That's what they did on Press Your Luck.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
A little late
for the last two. Well, we can go. We could go back and start the segment over. Okay, more or less. Kyle Pitts' rookie season catches is column A. Is that more or less than Sam Laporta's rookie season catches?
Jamie,
less.
Y'all can guess now. Dave says less.
I'll say more.
Heath and Jamie think Kyle Pitts had more catches as a rookie than Sam Laporta, right?
Yes.
And Dave thinks less. It is not even close. It's 18 catches less. Sam Laporta had 86 catches. Kyle Pitts had 68. Big difference, Dave, in the profiles. Every year of his career, Kyle Pitts has had a high ADOT. And a very high yards per catch. Laporta had like a 7 yard ADOT, which is not super low, I guess, for a tight end, but it's not high. He caught over 70% of his targets and a much lower yards per catch. But I actually prefer the Laporta profile of shorter for tight ends, shorter area, more catches. Like I've been saying, I think Pitts' ADOT's been too high, but maybe Cousins could help that, you know, good quarterback.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, how about Laporta? 86 catches, Pitts had 68.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have anything to add there.
No, I just think we should all have, yeah, I've said it a lot about Pitts where he's let us down for three straight years. I don't want to reach for Pitts in drafts. I know that he's got a much better ceiling compared to the last 3 years because of who the quarterback is now in Atlanta. And I'm expecting Kirk Cousins to be fine, but I don't want to reach for him. He falls into that same group of, don't draft him. I guess this is everybody, right? You don't want to draft any player too close to their ceiling.
Yeah.
And that's a guy that he could absolutely get so much steam that you could draft him well beyond what his ceiling could be. So
that's the thing, though. I think with someone like him, we don't know what his ceiling is.
Yeah. Kyle Pitts we're talking about here. All right, next up, our last one. And very exciting. You each have 1 point. I'm going to give Dave the point there. You each have 1 point in the game, more or less. So our last one, column A is going to be more or less than column B. Column A is Lamar Jackson's career rushing touchdowns in 6 seasons. Column B is combined touchdowns for Jamal Williams in 2022 and David Montgomery in 2023.
Oh, Jamie.
Less.
You think Lamar has less than those two Lions running backs, Heath?
Yes.
Jamie?
Less.
Dave?
I'm only going to say more just to be different.
Well,
just so I can try and win this thing.
Dave, you should have been, you should have succumbed to peer pressure because you lose. It is one less. Lamar Jackson has 29 career rushing touchdowns. Williams and Montgomery combined for 30 over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
All right. So I think the big winner here is Jamie. He won the feud.
Big surprise.
He tied for the win in more or less, and he didn't care about the trivia. He
lost. Well, I won the trivia. Should we do a tiebreaker for
right.
more or less?
Okay, so that's a.
But Jamie didn't care. I didn't care about the feud.
Heath and Jamie tied for the win. Good job, guys.
So we're doing no tiebreaker, just a straight up.
All right, Schaefer, how about this? I'm going to read some emails. While I read emails, Schaefer, come up with one trivia question. Any trivia question?
Like, you guys hated my draft idea just because you guys are terrible at it. I don't know how you guys were so bad at that, honestly.
You should not have come on to take credit for that, for coming up with that.
You
should have
just
stayed in the shadows. You guys couldn't name any of those quarterbacks.
Hey, I did.
Yeah. Jamie did pretty well, actually.
Yeah. He got one.
Yeah. Jamie was good.
I got three.
He did.
Yeah, he did very well. Schaefer, don't look. You have to learn from it. It's a learning experience. I learned.
I never got a chance to guess.
I guess I have to learn what you guys can answer.
Well, I learn every time we do a game show what not to do, but there's like five things what not to do, and I learn one each time. And then next, you know, then there's just keeps being new things not to do. So I don't make any progress. But anyway, yeah, just come up with one question to settle the tie. Let's read some emails. fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. This one is from John from the province next to Maine. Ontario? Maybe?
No. Is Quebec? Does Quebec go up that high?
I feel like it's more west.
Now I'm doing geography trivia.
Top five provinces are on the board. All right, Mike, it's 10-team, half PPR, dynasty, super flex. You start two running backs, two receivers, and three flex. So again, it's 10 teams and it's super flex. My quarterbacks are Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence, and Jared Goff. My wide receivers of note are Ja'Marr Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Tyreek Hill, Mike Williams, and Josh Downs.
Who are the ones not of note?
Yeah. I have picks 1, 5, and 9 in the rookie draft. Should I target a quarterback or a wide receiver at 1? Again, he has Kyler, Lawrence, Goff, and he has absolutely stud wide receivers.
He has 1, 5, and 9?
Uh-huh.
Quarterback, 100%.
Yeah.
It seems like Maine is right in between Quebec and New Brunswick.
Not Ontario, is what you're saying.
No, I don't think so. That's more of a Buffalo thing.
You can go quarterback, neighbors, and whatever you want at 9.
I don't really think I know where Maine is. It's kind of like what I'm thinking right now. It's like, I feel like I should know where Maine is, but I'm not sure.
So
really
there
know.
Are two provinces that appear to border on Maine.
I know what they are. Are they Quebec and New Brunswick?
I thought Quebec was, maybe I just don't know where Quebec is. That was the problem. I always thought Quebec was more west, but it's more east. My bad.
And it's definitely Quebec. Ontario. Quebec or Quebec?
Quebec.
Quebec. Jaguar.
Depends where you're from. Okay, next question is from Kevin. Where's Kevin from, Dave?
Kevin is from El Paso, Texas.
Dear Claudia, Ishmael, Roy, and Ernie.
Is that closer to Quebec or New Brunswick?
Quebec. Dear Claudia, Ishmael, Roy, and Ernie. Come on, guys. Dave, I'm looking at you here. Come on. How about one more time, sweetness? No, oh, this is Kingpin. One of the more underrated comedies. Of these running backs in a redraft PPR league, right, here's the running backs he gives. Jaleel McLaughlin, Damian Pierce, Tank Bigsby, Keaton Mitchell, Israel Abanikanda, and Michael Carter. Jaleel McLaughlin, Damian Pierce, Tank Bigsby, Keaton Mitchell, Israel Abanikanda, Michael Carter. Who's the next Kyren Williams?
McLaughlin for me, if that group.
He's the best bet.
Him or Mitchell?
Who's the next Rashad Penny?
Almost everybody except for Mitchell and McLaughlin. Although you could classify Mitchell as a Rashad Penny if he continues to have injuries.
I feel like Damian Pierce kind of could follow the Rashad Penny arc, only like accelerated.
What is the Rashad Penny arc?
Relevant, then like not good, then irrelevant. I don't know.
I thought it would be we fall for him every year, and then he gets hurt every year, and we go, I can't believe he got hurt every year, but he gets hurt every year.
All right, I'm going to leave it at that. This is from Jake. Last email. Jake is from
Toledo, Ohio.
I have a tough keeper question for my half PPR league. Nico Collins in round 11 or Tajay Spears in round 15? I can keep them forever.
Nico.
That's
not tough.
Nico.
Not tough. It's Nico. All right, Schaefer. How are we breaking this tie? Oh, come on. You don't have anything? Oh, that's no. So bad.
I got something. Yeah,
I thought I won the tiebreaker.
How?
Quebec and New Brunswick.
All right, Dave has a trivia to finish the show.
Devin Singletary over his last 10 games was very, very good. This is from week 9 on. How many PPR points per game did he have? Whoever comes closest without going over wins. Devin Singletary's last 10 games last year. What's the PPR average?
Who has to guess first?
Let's go in order of age. So Jamie's first.
13.1. I knew you were going to do that.
Wow. <it's
mean. laughs> Wait a second. Wait. I'm going to say 1. I'm going to be in this. I'm going to say 1.
No, you're wrong. It's Heath. 13.4.
Oh, I didn't think you got that. Wow,
that was a great guess, Jamie. You should win.
You guys can share the one trophy. It's a beautiful thing. Is there like ever a prize that we win for these games, Adam?
Yeah, we get more or less games.
We have a new YouTube poll. Who is the greatest game show host of all time? I didn't put this up, by the way. Schaefer did. Adam Azer, Alex Trebek, Bob Barker, or Regis Philbin? I'm definitely going to go vote for Alex Trebek. Ooh, I'm in second place behind Alex Trebek. All right. I love it. Thank you, Schaefer.
Disrespect to Pat Sajak in that, poll.
Pat Sajak's been phoning it in, I think, for a while. He retired, right?
He's going to.
Going to, yeah.
They chose Ryan Seacrest over, you know, maybe a former Wheel of Fortune winner and fantasy aficionado for the job.
Oh, about that. All right. Well, anyway, thank you guys for indulging me. I appreciate it. I hope this was at least, if not helpful, a fun show. Hope everybody had some laughs. We'll talk to you on Monday as Ryan Wilson joins us to talk more NFL draft. Have a great weekend, everybody. See ya.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.